Yeah, our group trains quite a bit in-house, but we also seek out certification through a state agency, the Illinois Search and Rescue Council. Three trainers came from the Peoria County and Tazewell County area to recertify us in ground search and rescue training, GSAR, as we call it. It's important because it moves our teams into situations where they are working together, establishing what we call critical separation, the distance apart as we search to efficiently find items in a variety of conditions. We utilize the area down in the Big River State Forest equestrian camp section, and really benefited from some great training on Saturday, 4 hours in the classroom, 12 hours, almost 12 hours in the field, most of that on Saturday, and another 5 hours on Sunday. So it was good training for us. We had 22 members recertified or recertified in that ground search and rescue. And we had other members take a portion of the class for whatever reason or another. And we had three people who were in support for us watching the weather.
You know, in search and rescue that the weather is going to be an issue. By that, I mean you can't control what the weather conditions are going to be. And apparently, even with the recertification, you can't control what the weather is going to be. So I assume it was important to get out in some of those elements, because I know the weather wasn't the greatest last weekend.
It wasn't. We were wet. We were saturated. And there was the concern of lightning and things. But we kept a close watch on that. And, you know, sometimes when the weather hits the river, it can split. Well, sort of split that day. And while we got soaking wet and drenched with some real downpours, the lightning and the other storms seemed to go north and south of us. So we were considering canceling our night training because of the weather forecast, but we kind of waited and waited through our dinner break, and then we went out for night training as well. We're called to search in any kind of weather for a lost and or missing person. And so if we train in any kind of weather, that's great. And we seek that out. We'll have a winter training coming up here that we'll do in-house in late January, early February of next year.